Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 8th of September. It was a great day last Saturday for North Yorkshire trainer David O'Mara and his stable jockey Danny Tudhope as they combined to secure their first Group 1 winner when G-Force landed the Betfred Sprint at Haydock Park. G-Force could now go for more Group 1 race glory with the Kitco British Champion Sprint at Ascot on Saturday the 18th of October and the Hong Kong Sprint on the 14th of December as its possible targets. Also yesterday, Sunday, Hambleton trainer Kevin Ryan enjoyed Group 2 success in Turkey as Glory Awaits landed the international trophy over 1 mile. There's racing tomorrow, Tuesday at Redcar, a 7-race programme starting at 2:30. The aforementioned trainer and jockey combination of David O'Mara and Danny Tudhope can land the feature race at 4 o'clock, a handicap contest over the straight mile with a top weight and a Rego. Then the focus of attention is very much on the 2014 Ladbrokes St. Ledger Festival, which begins at Doncaster on Wednesday and culminating in the final classic of the season on Saturday, the St. Ledger. The action on Wednesday begins at 2 o'clock, and the feature race on the opening day is the John Smith's Original Scarborough Stakes, a listed race for sprinters. The Clipper Logistics Ledger Legends race is always a popular contest, ridden by former jockeys such as former St. Ledger winning riders Kevin Darley and George Duffield. Former Grand National winning jockeys Jim Cullerty, Brendan Powell and Carl Llewellyn are also in the lineup. It's DFS Ladies Day on Thursday, starting at 1:40, and featuring the DFS Parkhill Stakes for fillies and mares over the St. Ledger distance. The action on Friday also begins at 1:40, and features a trio of Group 2 races, including the Socialites Electric Cigarettes Doncaster Cup, a famous race for stayers over 2.25 miles. St. Ledger Day on Saturday gets underway at 2:05. There's a pair of Group 2 races, the Champagne Stakes and the OLBG Park Stakes, to complement the final classic of 2014, the Ladbrokes St. Ledger, which is due off at 3:50. Kingston Hill, second in the Derby to Australia, already has a Group 1 win at Doncaster to his credit when he landed the Racing Post Trophy on Town Moor last October as a 2-year-old. He heads the Antipost betting market, while Romsdal, third in the Derby, represents Newmarket trainer John Gosden, who was trained at 4 St. Ledger winners. Midlam trainer Mark Johnston will be hoping to keep the prize in Yorkshire with Hartnell, who has won twice this season. But Kingston Hill is the one they all have to beat. It should be a tremendous 4 days of racing at Doncaster starting on Wednesday. Enjoy your racing.